Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 71st Venice International Film Festival. Today we're talking about a filming competition, Luan the Zone, Far From Man by David Hoehofen, who's here with me. So why did you choose Nick Cave for the soundtrack? Are you a fan of his music?
J'adore leur musique depuis très longtemps. The Bad Seeds.
I've loved their music for a long time, the music of the Bad Seeds. And one of the two producers is Australian, and Warren Ellis lives in Paris. That's how I got the opportunity to offer him the project. I also like very much their own approach to scores, and particularly I was thinking of the assassination of Jesse James. And I like the fact that they do not make music that somehow emphasizes or accompanies actions but recreate moods and an atmosphere, and I was very happy when they said yes to the project, because that's what we wanted, a music that goes with the evolution of the relationship between the two characters. This is the reason why it starts from being bitter and almost out of tune to, and it becomes very much melodical as the two men get to know each other.
What made you choose the Western genre for the structure of the film?
I haven't chosen the Western genre. It's the Western genre that somehow imposes itself in the short story, in Albert Camus' short story, because it talks about this school in the middle of nowhere on the Atlas Mountain among different villages. There's a prisoner that needs to be escorted on a journey in a desert full of dangers where death is everywhere. So it's just the story itself that lends to the imagery of a Western.
How did you choose what to keep and what to expand of the story, and what to change especially?
C'est vrai que la nouvelle de Camus est très courte. Elle fait une quinzaine de pages, peut-être un peu plus.
The short story is very short indeed. It's some 15 pages, so it needed to be developed in order to become a feature film. And the main change that I made, the key one vis-à-vis the short story, is that in the short story, Daru does not speak with this man. He somehow accompanies him without getting interested in him and regrets it at the end, while the film is based on his story but also on Mohammed's story, and is centered on their relationship that evolves from initial indifference and mistrust into an actual friendship. And in order for the film to have this kind of development, changes were somehow compulsory, including the end of it. But it's the story of two men and no longer the story of Daru's.
How hard is it to use the written material of a very famous writer and make it your own?
Mais le fait justement que ça soit forcément une libre adaptation parce que le texte était très court, ça m'a aidé.
I felt very free. It was forcefully a free adaptation because of the shortness of the short story itself. So I never considered it like a sacred piece. I was forced to change it. And Catherine, Albert Camus' daughter, encouraged me since the very beginning to do exactly what I wanted to do in order to make a film out of it. But I actually fed my screenplay with Camus material, discovering his essays, his journalistic essays, and his writings of the 30s, like Algerian Chronicles. This allowed me to feel very free, because I was still getting my inspiration and my source from Camus itself.
Obviously, this film is about the Algerian conflict, but it has a lot of political implications. I mean, it's hard not to think about wars nowadays and the current events. So have you thought about it?
Non, mais dès le départ, ce qui m'a intéressé, c'était la relation de cette histoire avec l'actualité.
Since the very beginning, while reading the short story itself, I immediately realized the strong bond with our present times. And I immediately felt that it was talking about nowadays. Of course, we're talking about very different form of conflicts and of war. We are no longer into post-colonial conflicts like in the 50s. The reasons for wars are different, but what is the same is the situation of the people that suffer from the war's violence, and also the position of people that try to have a humanistic approach to solutions to conflicts. Just to give you an example, I believe that there are many Darus all over the world in countries where there are wars at the moment, but it shows the limit of a humanistic approach in wartime and in time of violence. There are many Darus in Israel at the moment, which are left-wing people that have a clear humanistic approach for long-term solution in Israel and Palestine, but nobody can listen now because violence is everywhere.
Oh, in Palestine as well, there is
Well, since the film is centered on the relationship between these two men, have you always had in mind that kind of ending, or you decided while shooting?
Oui, effectivement, le personnage de Daru me touche parce que c'est quelqu'un qui.
Daru is a very moving character to me because he decides and wants to help Mohamed, but he ends up being helped by him as well. It's not a one-way story. It's a two-way. He hasn't got a clear view in the world and in the life he's choosing. And through this adventure, he realizes. By encouraging Mohamed to choose life, he realizes that he himself is no longer living and that he has to go back to life. So they end up helping each other. And Daru is quite naive in the beginning. As it happens, he has chosen to distance himself from the world and to live in a very isolated environment in order to protect himself from the world and from violence. But histories catch up with you no matter where, and the wind of history blows everywhere. So he's really forced to go back to life. And about the ending, I think this is a very positive one, because there are two people that say no to fate and that say yes to life. And this tells us that even in the fog of war, in the confusion that is normally spread in a conflict situation, you can still have the freedom to make your individual choices and be hopeful and choose life. And this supports a humanistic approach to life.
How difficult was it to shoot in that landscape, in that environment, in that setting? Did you use, for example, a smaller crew?
Oui, c'était un challenge de tourner dans le désert.
Well, it was no small crew at all, and it was very challenging to shoot in the desert, but at the same time it was very exciting. It's an extraordinary landscape that it really humbles you, and the weather, it can be very hot and very cold as well, but you do feel the energy of such an environment. We were very lucky because the desert was a good companion. We needed fog and we were given fog. We needed rain and we were given rain, the same for the wind. But also we made the choice of shooting in natural light, and therefore we had to follow the sun and to let the sun dictate our timings.
Was Vigo prepared for these very rough scenes, to do all this physical work, and how was his French?
Vigo est un professionnel incroyable et vraiment un grand, grand travailleur.
He's a pro and he's one who likes to work very hard. And when he said okay to the project, he asked for time, one half year, which I gave him. He needed that to get familiar with Algeria. He needed that, despite he thought he spoke a very, very good French already, to work on his French accent and to get familiar with Camus' work. That's the way he works. He needs to prepare himself. Also, from a physical point of view, he wanted to lose some weight. He needs to feel prepared on all aspects. And he's really unreproachable. And this, the preparation that he makes gives him the ability to provide us with the depth and focus that he gives in his performances.
Since Vico is also a co-producer of the film, I guess this must have been a dreamy situation compared to your previous film that was harder to produce. Did you have any fears preparing this one?
Non, j'ai pas eu peur. Je suis peut-être inconscient, mais j'ai pas eu peur parce qu'on s'est beaucoup préparé.
No, I wasn't scared. Maybe it was a bit naive on my part, but we were very well prepared. And I worked a lot with Vigo and Reda before the shooting, not so much in rehearsing, but in talking and reading and discussing together. So we got to the set that we were fully prepared. Vigo had also to learn the Algerian language, and Reda had to literally fabricate a sort of French accent which was believable in the mouth of an Algerian countryman, an Algerian peasant. I'm scared now. This is the time when I fear the reaction of the audience. I hope that the audience will love the film the way we made it, and I just hope it won't raise any controversies, considering that the backdrop is a delicate issue.
Thank you, David Doehofen, for being here with us. And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 71st Venice International Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.